RDJ, that'd be a mobile.
Station KO4ZEW.
Then this is calling station. How are you?
Sounds like Dave.
It is. You having a good day?
You sound a little crackly. You must be near Paris Mountain. But, yeah, doing pretty good.
We're at the moment going through 290, right off of 290 in Greer. It's usually pretty clear around here.
I don't know if I'm coming through clear. I'm on my base, so I should be. But what you up to? What you doing running around out there?
Up some groceries. Not a whole lot of grocery shopping, but a few of them. Just hit on my way back home. It's a short trip. Just thought I'd see if anybody was around. How are you?
In there. Trying to get used to the bachelor life again. And, yeah, just kicking around. Got to put things back together.
The bachelor life? Is this like somebody away on vacation or something? Be back shortly?
No, I guess I'll have to talk to you sometime about it. I am living by myself now.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I know that's kind of tough. But I think you're with company. We've all been, well, not all, but a lot of us have been through that.
It was not my preference, but you got to agree on that sort of thing. And luckily, things are pretty amicable right now. And so we'll see how that all goes.
Well, it's good if you can keep it that way. I didn't want mine either, but had to happen one way or another. But in the end, when you come out the other side, a whole lot better than you would have thought it would have been at the time you were going through it.
Seems like you have won yourself. You have won the game and come out very good. So that's awesome.
Guessing when it was going on, but things look up, things turn around, things get better. Keep your chin up. You'll get through it.
Appreciate that. Are you doing anything this Saturday? Because I know that we have the Aries or Get Ready Greenville event at McAllister Square on Saturday, and we also have the Shelby Ham Fest on Saturday. So I'm kind of like, which one do I want to do?
Airplane stuff that I'm working on that I need to go out and test, and I need to code, and I need to go back out and test, and then I need to code some more, and then I need to go back and test. So I'll probably be doing that same routine. That's what I'm doing now, is writing code and then going out to the airfield and testing it. And then writing code and going out to the airfield and testing it. I can test a few of the things in my backyard, but to test the major stuff, I have to go out. So I'll probably be doing that over the weekend as well. Plus, my wife's home on the weekend, so she's gone all week, so she doesn't like it if I leave her at home alone too much on the weekend. Since I'm retired and I'm at home all the time, I can do what I want all week long, other than, I got a couple of dogs I got to take care of. But other than that, she kind of likes it if I stick around on the weekends until she retires and she can be at home as much as I am.
Cool. Good. Real good arrangement. I'm thinking I'm going to go to the Get Ready Greenville, and I've picked up a new hobby of geocaching, so now I can combine my hobbies of amateur radio and geocaching, and they actually kind of go hand in hand. So I found my first cache yesterday, and I thought it was pretty fun, so I may do some of that this weekend as well.
I'm talking about that, I'm not that familiar with what it is or how it works, but maybe sometime we can you can catch me up on how that works. I think I used to know how that worked, but I think other stuff came in there and pushed it out. It's no longer there. Anyway, I'm here. I got to unload groceries backed up to the carport, so I've got to do some grocery unloading. Be good, Ben. Have a good weekend, or whatever you decide, whichever one you pick to do. And I'll catch you later. I'll catch you on the net tonight. KO4ZEW, W4DJW.
Sounds great. I'm going to stay on the line and see if anybody chimes in for the ride at 5. So, KO4ZEW, I'll be clear and monitoring.
Lima, India, monitor.
D4CBA, name here is David.
Hi, David. My name is Bart, Bravo Alpha Romeo Tango, up at the Cradle of Forestry.
So, what are you doing with your bad self today?
I was out on the trails here at the Cradle of Forestry telling people about the old houses, the King House, and so forth. So, I was just giving a little tour.
Tell me again where you are exactly. Yeah, more or less.
We're at the Cradle of Forestry. It's about 11 miles up north of on 276 from Brevard, and it's the beginning of the forestry service back in the early, late 1800s, early 1900s.
Well, I guess I have driven or ridden by there. I've probably been by there more on my motorcycle than I have in the car, but, but anyway. Well, my wife and I were talking last night. We were kind of thinking about moving to the mountains where we might have a little better view, since we don't have a view where we live right now.
April, and the Cradle is open. It's open 7 days a week, from 10 o'clock in the morning to 5 in the evening. And we volunteer for 3 days a week and play the rest of the time. We have an RV park on the property for the volunteers, and so we just hang out here.
You need to just buy me an RV.
That's the catch right there. Got to find an RV. We've got big activity center up here. It's got 2 fireplaces in it, washers and dryers, all free, showers, refrigerators, kitchen, full kitchen, freezers, and so forth. So we're living the high life up here. Everything free.
No, man. Sounds like you're, are you completely off the grid?
Oh, we got power up here. We got power, we got water, we got electricity, of course. We got cable. Well, no, I have cable. I'm sorry. I got over the air antenna, and we stream a lot of things, too. And got cell phone service, and we got free cell phone service. So it's great.
Cell phone service, yeah. Well, we were reminiscing last night and talking about growing up in the 60s, and, you know, we didn't know what a cell phone was. We didn't have the internet, didn't have computers. You know, we just made our own fun.
That's what I did, too. I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and we had crank phones and no internet, of course, no cell phones and anything, and came home when the lights came, when it got dark, we came home. But it's real nice now. I like this time a little bit better, but I'd like to go back, too. I don't want to go back to flying helicopters in Vietnam again, though. No, I don't want to do that.
Don't want to repeat that one. Oh, man. Well, I put out some radios on my antenna, my vertical, Saturday, and man, golly, hey, I guess I must be showing my age, but I put 5 out, 20 feet long, and, you know, and buried them, and, you know, just about 2 or 3 inches in the ground, nothing major, just to get it, you know, below the lawnmower blade depth, and, I can already tell the difference, but I think when I run the some more, the, you know, 180 degrees the other direction, I should see some more change in it.
Yeah, I've got a little tripod tower up here, and I got a Yagi on top of it, and got a little halfway up. It's about 20 feet in the air, and I on top of it, I've got a little Diamond 30 up there, so I can go either far. I can go well the Yagi or the Omni with a Diamond 30.
KB4 CBA Mobile. Man, I tell you, I missed my tower I used to have three houses ago. I had a 56 foot tower, and man, it was nice. Had a nice rotor, and yeah, but I'm in a HOA now, so I can't have that kind of stuff.
My cousin down in Florida had an 80-foot Roan tower. He had his TV antenna on, and he's passed away now. And his wife asked somebody to come down and just take it down, and you can have it if you take it down. I wish I'd have been in Florida because I'd have taken it down, but I don't have a place to put it either.
Well, I'm sure somebody will take it off her hands down there. I'm sure there's some ham radio operators down that way.
The ham club down there that we used to be a member of down there, they'll go, they'd be sure to take it down and get rid of it for you and so forth. I wish I had a place to put it, but I'm not climbing an 80-foot tower being 78 years old. I'm not doing that again.
The worst that could happen, I mean, you know, but I'm kind of with you on that. I mean, yeah, I turned 70 the end of last year, so, my body, I feel like I'm still about, 25, but, but when I start doing stuff, then my body goes, you want to do what?
Yeah, that's the same way I am. I remember back 40 years ago putting that tower up, and I climbed up there with a ship pole and put that tower up, and I wasn't about to go back up there and take it down. That wasn't going to happen.
Put mine up, and it was a Roan tower, and all the sections were the same, all the way up. It wasn't bigger at the bottom, and but it was a real strong tower, and I had it in 9 cubic feet of concrete, so it wasn't going anywhere, and it still wasn't going anywhere. You'd have to have a backhoe to get that thing out of the ground now, but anyway. That's the way I put it up, I got a J-pole and... hooked it on a couple of the rungs of the ladder of the tower, and had a buddy pull it up there for me, and he'd get up there above my head, and I'd turn it up, standing up, and set it in place and screw it, bolt it in, and there you go.
But I'm not crazy about heights, okay? I'm fine with heights as long as I'm not attached to the ground. I can fly helicopters, and that don't bother me at all, or airplanes, but if I'm attached to the ground, I'm not crazy about heights at all, so that was a difficult job for me to do to put that tower up.
Well, I was probably in my, mid-30s or so when I did that, so maybe... I might have been pushing 40 then, but anyway, it was a long time ago. Now, I still get up on top of the house, but my wife hasn't fit, but I just usually do it when she's not there.
Top of the RV, and that's high enough for me. It's like 13 foot 2 inches high, and that's high enough for me. I'm just not crazy about that. You get my age, 78 years old, and you don't react as well as you did before.
I know what you mean. The only thing I've noticed is when if I'm up there and I look up, I lose my... I can lose my balance, so I have to, keep looking at the roof or looking at the horizon or whatever. But if I look straight up, I'll lose my balance eventually. So I guess my equilibrium is not what it used to be. But heck, I mean, I built 3-story houses back in the day. I was on a framing crew, when I was a teenager. It was a heck of a lot of fun. And, I don't know if I'd want to do it today.
Yeah, when you're a teenager, you're invincible, so nothing's ever going to hurt you. At least that's what you think anyway. But my age, I'm saying, I'm lucky to still be here. I'm going to take it easy. Ray, check that.
I just can't believe I let anybody on this frequency. Oh, hey, David.
Who's this? Who's this, please?
It's a nightmare.
No, it isn't. I'm married. You forget that.
Say hello to Bart, I believe it is. Correct me if I'm wrong. Anyway, go ahead and pick it up.
Do you say Bart, B-A-R-T?
Roger that. It's like Bart Maverick or Bart Simpson, depending on your age.
Eat my shorts. Anyway, name here is Dave. KB2HXS here. I live in Greer. I'm actually mobile right now going to a customer, so. Go ahead, Dave. Pick it up.
Well, I'm going to go out here and have some fun on the tennis court again today. I played this morning, so. But today is my I played twice on Monday, twice on Wednesday. There goes a late model Subaru dragging their plastic shield down the road. I guess they can hear it scrubbing against the road. But anyway, Dave, you're the guy, in the wintertime and in the summertime, you keep us cool and warm.
Check. I got one of my regulars that calling me, hey, it's not keeping up today. Well, it got a little warm today. I couldn't believe that. Bart, over to you.
How old am I? I'm older than dirt, but I'm actually 78 years old.
I turned 62 this year, so about 16 years behind you. I know Dave over there. He's old as dirt.
I'm older than dirt. That's what I used to tell everybody. I'm older than dirt.
Oh, Dave, you're just a mere child, I tell you. I can remember 62. And, anyway. But I tell you what, when I get out on this tennis court, I feel like I'm 25 again.
Here we go. Good thing I'm wearing shorts. Getting thick around here. Getting deep, too. Bart?
Yeah, it is. I'll never be 25. I don't really feel like my mind thinks I'm 25. I think I can do all the things I used to do, like fly helicopters and things like that. I can't.
Bart, you got to let that tail beep go just a little bit to reset that control board so we don't time it out.
10-4. Well, I'm going to take off and throw me a glass of wine here. And y'all have a great afternoon. And we hope to talk to you later on. KM4, GLI is clear after your final.
Success. Go ahead, Dave. Pick it up.
Well, Bart, you enjoy that glass of wine. And it's always good to talk to you. And behave yourself up there. If you can. Oh, me. Well, I'm backing into a parking place. You know, I think I parked better when I didn't have a backup camera. seems like now I'll park crooked. But anyway, maybe my camera's crooked and I just don't know it.
Just give me one second. I'm just negotiating traffic here. Give me a second. KB2HXS.